Good afternoon and welcome to the show. This is Mark Avery with Shooting from the Hip, brought to you by Sim Trainer, Dayton area's first indoor range and firearms training center. Glad to be with you this afternoon. Hope you had a Merry Christmas this week and that you have been able to spend some time maybe away, maybe with your family, getting a little bit of a break from some of the regular routine and also having an opportunity to celebrate what the season is really all about, the birth of actually someone who completely changed the world in ways most people didn't expect and certainly maybe don't even understand yet today. But we certainly had some time together at our place. We had some of it's been extended in time as everybody gets to the different places they need to go. But now it's been a good opportunity to just take a little bit of a break and reflect on what's important. I'd like for you to be part of this show. If you'd like to call the studio at 457-1290, we'd be happy to take your calls and get you up on the air, find out what it is that you're talking about that is interesting you with respect to firearms and the firearms world. If you have a question, you're also welcome to bring those, and we'll do our best to answer them. We today actually happens to be me. Jeff is it's taken over the range to cover for some folks who are out of town, so me and Mike in the master control suite, so he will be taking your calls and getting you up on the board, and we'd be happy to take whatever questions you have. There's a few things I do want to go over. At the end of last year, the last show, we had an announcements about some of the things that were going on at the range and some special deals and sales. And our 12 Days of Christmas sale for certain firearms is advertised on our website at, it's listed in several places. But if you go to our radio page at sim-trainer.com/radio, you can see the flyer that we have. Most of those firearms but there's still several of them that are still available. So if you're interested in something, maybe something did not show up under the Christmas tree that you were looking for, and you'd like to be able to get yourself an extra Christmas present, that would be a place to do that. So we still have several of those available, and we are extending that sale through New Year's Eve. So we will be open on New Year's Eve, reduced hours from 10 to 2 instead of our normal 10 to 5 hours that we would have on a Tuesday afternoon. We will be open until then. So if you would like to get in on that, you'd still be able to do that. Many of the classes in January have already started filling. So the only classes that are still available for the 2-for-1 sale where you can sign yourself and a friend up and for the class and just pay for the full price of one person, which would be, in this case, the one class that's still available is the basic handgun class. A basic handgun class is really a great way for you to get familiar with that firearm that you did find under the Christmas tree. I don't care what sort of gun it is or how much experience that you have. If you have a new firearm, you need to get familiar with it. You need to spend some time with it. Each firearm is slightly different, and I guess the one exception to that would be is if you already have one firearm of a particular type, make, and model, and you get another one that's similar but maybe a different caliber or slightly different size, the manual of arms is exactly the same. In my case, that would be a Glock, and a Glock is a Glock. So if you have a new Glock, then just making sure that everything works correctly is something you can do on your own pretty much. But if you've got a new gun, and it's different from anything that you've shot before, or maybe you're new to handguns. Maybe you've only fired rifles before, and you have now received a handgun, and you'd like to come down to get some practice with that and to learn how to operate it properly and to learn the proper techniques for grip, sight alignment, and trigger control, all the proper safety concerns that you want to make sure that you understand those four safety rules. We cover that very thoroughly in our basic handgun class, and we still have some room left in the classes for January on Thursday, January 9th from 6 to 10 p.m. and on Saturday, January 18th from 4 to 8 p.m. So if you would like to be added to those classes and you would like to bring a friend, bring maybe a family member, spouse, significant other, and you would like to get the 2-for-1 deal on that, it's still available for those two classes only in January. The rest of the classes have already started filling up, and there are still a few slots left in the second First Shots class on January 16th, but those are also filling fast. Maybe somebody in your family received a new firearm, and especially younger members of the family. We start that class automatically at age 10. And by exception for some kids, if they're large enough to handle the firearms physically, really, that's the big deal at that size. Most of the kids, when we leave it up to the parents to determine whether or not they are mentally prepared for that sort of thing. And I think parents are the best ones to make that call. But physically, whether they can actually handle the firearms, that's the biggest concern. We want to make sure that they have a good experience and that it's a safe experience. And so that is why we limit typically on to a 10 years old and above. But if you have a large 9-year-old, someone who's we know a lot of kids who just kind of sprouted like weeds and are large, more than large enough and strong enough to be able to handle that and mature enough to be able to participate in that sport and for the real thing, that's a great way to do it. If they're very interested in firearms and they're not quite old enough or mature enough to handle that as with the real firearms, airsoft is another great way to do that, as long as everything is handled as though they're real firearms and you train with them properly, that the parents are involved in that and you follow all the rules, keeping your finger off the trigger, keeping it gun pointed in a safe direction, making sure you know the condition of the gun and always treating it as if it were loaded and making sure that you know what's at your target and what's beyond it. And if you include those rules as part of that training with the airsoft, that's a great way to begin to pattern those memory patterns and the muscle memory in order to be more prepared for that when they come to the actual class. So we still do have a few slots left in the January 16th class for First Shots. That's a Thursday evening from 6 to 9 p.m. We still have some slots available in the January concealed carry class. So if you are looking to get your license to carry a concealed handgun and you have already had firearms training, maybe you've already been through the basic handgun class or you've been a firearms enthusiast and have had some other training and very comfortable in the handling of your firearm already, and you want to take that class, that's January 11th and 12th. And that will be from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. We take a half-hour break for lunch in the middle, but there are still a few slots left for that class. If a weekend class doesn't work for you and you'd like to be in our February class, 24 to 27 February, 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. on Monday through Thursday evenings, that's another opportunity for you as well. We also have an advanced handgun series. It's one of the more popular series in terms of people who are very serious about doing what's necessary to prepare for that worst possible day. The Advanced Handgun Series is 5 classes. The first one, Handgun 1, is a required prerequisite, so you need to have that class before you can take any of the others. And the next class on that is Saturday, January 11th, after the concealed carry class, starting at 6 p.m. So if you are interested in that, you can call the range at 293-3914, and you can get registered for any of those classes. You can also go to our website at sim-trainer.com and click on the registration link, and you can submit your information that way, and then that will eliminate some of the paperwork that we have to do. We would love to see you get involved in that. You know, if you're somebody who got a license to carry a concealed handgun, maybe you were in that first wave that got them in 2005, and you were already on your second renewal. Well, if that's the case and you haven't spent regular time at the range, it might be time to go back and get some additional training. And the Advanced Handgun Series is a great way to do that, a great way for you to increase your comfort with the handling of firearms, your skill with arms, and also to make that what we like to call an automatic extension of your arm, that you don't have to think about what happens when you pick that gun up, what you're supposed to do, all the procedures that you have to do, because you've practiced them and you've done them enough that it becomes pretty much automatic. At the time that you would need to use that firearm, there's a whole lot of other things to worry about, like, is this the appropriate time to use deadly force? And what is the best method? What is the best place? How do I get to cover? All of those other things, let that be part of what happens at that time. And the operation of your handgun really should be completely automatic, that you don't have to think about it. If you would like to be part of this show, call the studio at 457-1290. We'll take your questions. And we do have someone on the phone now, so let's go out there and talk to Terry, who's calling from Fairborn. Terry, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing? Thank you. Long-time listener.
Well, great. Thank you very much. How can we help you today?
Well, a friend of mine just recently had gotten robbed. Somebody broke into his house and stole his brand-new Xbox One. And so then after that, he ended up purchasing a handgun from another friend of ours.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him he needed to register it, and he said he didn't. And I just wanted to know the correct answer on that.
Is there anything riding on this?
I'm sorry?
Is there any kind of, is there anything riding on it, like dinner, lunch, a box of ammo?
I don't know.
Okay.
No, there's no nothing, no.
No. Okay. Well, your friend is correct. As long as you purchase from someone who is a resident of the same state that you are, then there's no need to even go through a federally licensed firearms dealer to conduct a transfer. In Ohio, that doesn't even include registration. So when you do go through an FFL, all that does is run a background check. And the only information that the FBI keeps as part of that database is the fact that a check was run, here was the result of it, and here is the tracking number for that result. It's called an NTN. And that number we have to keep along with the information, but the information about the gun, about who you are, the information about the gun itself isn't even transmitted to them, only what type, whether it's a handgun, a long gun, or something else. And then the rest of that information is kept by the firearms dealer. And trust me, they're not going to get it without a warrant. So at least in our case. So your friend is correct. You don't have to register firearms in Ohio. Now, there are some states that do require registration. They require that there are no such things as private sales. Every sale, even between two non-licensed individuals, as far as not having a federal firearms license, has to go through a federal firearms license. That's not the case in Ohio. And as far as I'm aware, there is not even anything that's has a remote chance of passing that would change that. So he's perfectly okay to do that and to have that firearm. I do strongly recommend he gets training and getting a new firearm, even though it's the original point and click interface. There's a whole lot more to it than that. And if this is a new firearm to him, a new type of firearm, strongly recommend that he come down and get some training.
Okay. And I heard you still have that 2-for-1 basic firearms course?
On the basic handgun class, that's correct. A 2-for-1 deal still going on. So you can head on down to the range at 2031 Dryden Road and right across from the DP&L maintenance yard, and we'll get you hooked up with that. Terry, thanks very much for calling the show. Need to take our first break for the hour right now, so if you'd like to be part of the show, call the studio at 457-1290, and we'll get you up on the air. This is Mark Avery for Shooting from the Hip on 95.7 FM and AM 1290, News Talk Radio, WHIO. Welcome back to the show. This is Mark Avery for Shooting from the Hip. If you'd like to be part of the show, call the studio at 457-1290. One of the things that we'd like to do is maybe get some of your thoughts on what's for upcoming in the 2014. If you haven't been paying attention, there is an election that year, and elections have consequences. And some of those consequences could be rather dire, or they could be outstanding, depending on how well you're paying attention and exactly how some of those things go out. It's by far not too early to get involved in that election and start paying attention to the candidates and who's interested and looking for the right people to serve in the right positions. It's very important that we as citizens pay attention to what's going on, because if we don't, and then we let other people make our decisions for us, there's nobody to blame but ourselves when things go in the wrong direction. I'm one of those who thinks that the country is not headed in the right direction right now, and there are a lot of things that we need to work on. 2014 is a great opportunity to get started. We can't fix the problems with one election, by the way, not at least not at the national level. It takes three full elections to get through the Senate. Each of only a third of the Senate is reelected each general election. And then we have the president is only reelected every 4 years. You do get a chance to weigh in on whether or not your representative is doing the job that you sent that person to office to do. And that's an opportunity for you to let them know. I think you should be in communication with them on a fairly regular basis. And I think that this is a good time to do that as we are coming up to the election. There are many of them back in the districts, so you might even be able to speak with them directly at their district office. But in any case, whether you do that in person or you do that through email, paper, sometimes it takes a while to get through simply because of all the security checks. But there are a lot of other ways that you can communicate. And the more that they hear from you, the better chance that you have of influencing the outcomes of various bills. If they don't know what you think about it, then they are just going to be operating a little bit in the blind, but more they are going to be hearing the loudest voices. And some of the loudest voices are the ones that are the best funded, not necessarily the ones that represent the majority of the people. So this is an opportunity right now for you to weigh in, see who it is that is looking towards the various different office elections and the different positions. And that goes right down to the state and local level as well. That's it. Those are just as important and sometimes even more important than the ones at the national level. There are some things that if the states get together, they can do things that even the majority in Congress don't seem to want to do. And that is an opportunity for you to weigh in and to make sure that your voice is heard. So this is a good opportunity to do that as we head into the 2014 elections. The primaries, I believe, are in May this year, so that gives us a little bit more time than in a general election, the presidential election, when I believe they're in March. So that gives a very short period of time after the beginning of the new year. And if you think, well, the election's not till November, that's a true statement, but there are other elections in between now and then, and it's important that you pay attention to those too, because if in the primary you don't have someone that you support and that you work for and that you can then support strongly for the general election, we end up with people saying, well, I'm not going to vote for the least of the evils. I'm telling you, folks, if you don't vote now, if you don't pay attention now when there's plenty of time to deal with it, then that might be your only opportunity when you get to the November. And it's too late to try to take a stand in November. Then at that point, you're stuck with whatever options are on the ballot, and not voting is how we got where we are now. That's a editorial comment. That's my own personal opinion and does not necessarily reflect that of Sim Trainer or WHIO Radio. I know there's all kinds of disclaimers that we do on this show, but that was, I don't know why I just started in on that rant. Maybe somebody needed to hear it. If you'd like to be part of the show, call the studio at 457-1290. I'll be taking a break here in just another minute, but if you'd like to get in on it, we'd love to have you weigh in. One of the things that I do on a regular basis is track what's going on the other side of the fence. And the other side of the fence right now is kind of led by Mayor Michael Bloomberg of New York. And some of the things that he's been trying to do, his mayors against illegal guns, and now they have also joined up with another group. Together, they're claiming they have 1.5 million members. I suspect that includes me because I'm on their mailing list. I'm on their mailing list under the concept of keep your friends close and your enemies closer. So I pay attention to what they're doing. I think you should as well. We'll talk about that a little bit after the news. This is Mark Avery for Shooting from the Hip on 95.7 FM and AM 1290. News Talk Radio, WHIO.
God bless America. This is your blood brother, Ted Nugent, and you're listening to Shooting from the Hip on News Talk Radio, WHIO.
Welcome back to the show. This is Mark Avery for Shooting from the Hip, and welcome you to the show this afternoon. Shooting from the Hip is brought to you by Sim Trainer, Dayton area's first indoor range and firearms training center. And if you would like to be part of the show, you can call the studio at 457-1290. If you'd like to get more information about the range and some of the programs that we offer, you can go to our website at sim-trainer.com. That's S-I-M, as in simulation, -trainer.com. And there's a lot of information there. Our class schedule for 2014 is now up on the website. We also have an email link there, so if you'd like to contact us, you can do that there. Also, there's a radio page, so if you'd like to get more information about Shooting from the Hip Radio and some of the other topics that we've covered, last week, for example, we had a guest in studio from Stoner Holsters, and you may have just heard their ad on the show just in the, during the break. They're one of our new sponsors, and they make some very nice holsters, and they will custom make a holster for your gun. So if you don't have a holster or you have a gun that's difficult to find a holster for, Stoner Holsters can make one for you. If they don't have a model of your gun as a dummy gun, you can take your gun to them, leave it with them for a while, and they will make the holster to fit your gun. And that's really the only way you should carry a firearm for self-defense is in a holster that is specifically designed for that particular gun. That's a really good opportunity for you to do that and support one of our sponsors, Stoner Holsters. You can also find their link and the links to our other sponsors on our radio page at sim-trainer.com/radio. You'll also find our Shooting from the Hip radio program Facebook page at facebook.com/simtrainer. And I try to stay logged into that during the show, although I can't really respond very often to chats that come in. I do sometimes post things up there that come up during the show. So if you would like to follow the show, even when we're not on the air, that's a great way to do that. I try to check that pretty regularly and make sure that we get back to you. There's also our email address there on the radio page, radio@sim-trainer.com. So if you have a question that comes up sometime during the middle of the week that you would like to have answered, then we'd be happy to take those questions at that email address as well. Let's go right back out to the phones and talk to Paul, who's calling in. Paul, welcome to the show.
Hey, appreciate it. Hey, I love the show.
Thank you.
I got a question. Look at the little subcompact 380s, the little Ruger, and then the Taurus, and then I just saw that Kel-Tec make one too. I'm just curious. Similar differences? Reliability.
The Ruger you're talking about, the LCP.
Correct.
Okay. All of those tiny little guns are a handful, even in the 380 caliber. I would recommend that you try it before you go buy it. And we have a try it before you buy it program at Sim Trainer. Now, we do have the Ruger LCP in that program. We don't have the Taurus or the Kel-Tec. And part of the reason for that is that we haven't found those to be as reliable. Now, some people just swear by them and love them, and that's great. If you get one that works well, I know both of the companies are also very strong about maintaining and keeping, you know, their customer base happy, and they will fix guns if they have a problem with them. We've just found that the Rugers have been very reliable. It's a great little gun. Now, but before you buy any of the small guns, you really do want to try them out, because the first time I shot the Ruger LCP, I thought, well, this is going to be a great little gun. I mean, how easy would this be to carry? And then when I shot it, I found after about three shots, I was done. And I have fairly large hands, and that was part of the problem. The gun was actually too small for my hands. I had a difficult time reaching the trigger, partly due to an injury to my trigger finger, partly due to the fact that my hands are a little bit on the larger side and the gun is very small. Very small is great when you're talking about convenience for concealment, but when you're going to shoot at any amount and you really need to shoot it enough to be comfortable with it, and we recommend at least 50 rounds a month and going regularly. That's far better than saving it all up and shooting a bunch of times. It's even better to shoot 25 rounds every other week, and that really is the best way to maintain that skill level. But try it before you buy it. It's only $10 to try out a gun plus the box of ammo that you'll need, and that's really the best way to find out whether or not that gun is one that would work for you.
And you do have the Ruger in stock, you said?
We do have the Ruger LCP. We also have the LC380, which is a little bit larger. It's built on the same frame as the LC9, In fact, it really is the LC9 with a different barrel and a different magazine. That's also a great little gun. A little bit larger than the LCP, but it fits a lot more people's hands. So that's another option, and you can try both of those as well. During this last part of the year, we're letting people try two for one with the try it before you buy it. So for the $110 fee, you can try one gun, take it out into the range, try it a little bit, make that gun safe, put it back in the case and bring it back out, and then we'll give you the other gun, and you can try that and compare the two and see what you like better.
Fantastic. I'll do it.
All right, give the range a call at 293-3914. You don't even need an appointment to go down there, and we'll be open until 5 o'clock today. We'll be open from 1 to 5 tomorrow.
Thank you. I'll be in there tomorrow.
Great. Thanks very much, Paul, for calling the show. And Jordan from West Carrollton, thanks for calling the show. How can we help you?
Hello?
Hi, Jordan. How can we help you? What is your question for the show today?
I'm already a member of SimTrainer. Haven't been down there for a while.
Come on down.
A few months ago, I bought a Bushmaster AR-15.
Okay.
After reading the manual, I said it'll be a cold day in hell before I attempt to strip this thing by myself without some training.
Okay. I can understand that. Actually, it's really not that difficult, but if you've never done it before, it's a completely different style of firearm, and we'd be more than happy to help you with that. We can do that either with a private lesson or our tactical our tactical rifle class. We usually hold that once in the spring and once in the fall. It hasn't been scheduled yet for this year. We do that a little bit dependent on weather and a little bit dependent on when we can get an outdoor range to make it available. So that's something that we'd be happy to do. We do cover that in that class. We let people take their gun completely apart. We plug the barrel to make sure that everybody's safe, and then you go through the process of how do you safely disassemble it, what do you have to do to break it down to what level, and then put it back together, get it running again, and do a function check to make sure that the gun is working the way it should. Because if you don't get it together right, obviously that would be a problem. So that's something that we cover in that class, but we can also do that with a private lesson, and we'd be happy to help you with that.
That's great. Okay, thanks very much.
Thanks very much for calling the show. Just before we took a break for the news at the bottom of the hour, I was talking about something that the Mayors Against Illegal Guns and the Moms Demand Action for Sensible Guns regulation. These two groups have gotten together, and they are making a huge push to get donations to fund their activities. I just posted an article on our Facebook page that was written by Chuck Michelle. Chuck Michelle is a gun rights attorney in California, and he has been an active part of making California less of the police state, if you will, that they sometimes get the reputation for being, and restoring the rights of Californians and really all of the country. He has been a major part in much of the legal actions that have been involved around the right to keep and bear arms. A very bright guy, has been doing gun rights issues for some time, and wrote an outstanding article that talks about some of the things that we are up against and the plan that the anti-gun crowd is going to launch to try to use emotion, to try to use messaging. We talked before about a messaging guide that has come out and saw the light of day. I think that's probably the best way for people to understand some of the bad things that could be pending is to actually get a good look at that. It's linked on our website as well. So if you go to the radio page at sim-trainer.com/radio, you'll be able to find that messaging guide. I think you should read through it. It's not a very tough read. And when you see what they're attempting to do, it could very well work if people are not informed. They're looking for donations starting at why they picked $33 or more, I don't know, but that's the number they chose. I would recommend that everybody who supports the right to keep and bear arms use this as an opportunity. I know you're getting hundreds of end-of-year funding requests and donation requests. And I understand that partly because they're trying to help people who want to maybe get a tax deduction at the end of the year and remind them that this is a way to do that. Some of the things are tax deductible, some aren't. The ones I'm going to recommend to you right now are mostly not tax deductible. If you're not a member of the National Rifle Association, you need to do that. Go to our website at sim-trainer.com, scroll to the bottom of the page, and click on the Join NRA link. You can do that at any time. If you're already a member and you have not renewed, and so your membership has lapsed, go get an old magazine, find your membership number, get an old membership card, and you can renew right there on that website. If you do that on our website, you'll get a $10 discount from the normal annual renewal fee of $35 for the membership. It'll be $25 when you do that. That's one thing that I'd strongly recommend that you do. That's not tax deductible. Another one that's not tax deductible is a donation to the Buckeye Firearms Association. And they are doing an outstanding job in Ohio and are recognized across the country for the work that they're doing to restore gun rights and to protect them, both for not just guns, also outdoor sports. And the same is true for the National Rifle Association. If you have not checked out those organizations and you live in Ohio, you need to check out both of them. And I'd strongly recommend donating to both of them as well. And there are a few others. There's one that I follow on a regular basis. I get an email newsletter from them. It's called the Patriot Post. I put a link to their contribution page. We get nothing for that. It's just something that's really good information. And I think that that's one of those things that if you want to know what's going on and you want to see it from the perspective of someone who understands the Constitution as a patriot, that's a great way to do that. There are other organizations. The NRA has a Civil Rights Defense Fund. That is a tax-deductible organization. The Buckeye Firearms Association Foundation also has 501c3 status and is a tax-deductible donation. So if those are things that are important to you, to get a tax deduction to go along with that and amplify the value of your contribution, that's a great way to do that. So you can get that information on our website at sim-trainer.com, either there or on our Facebook page at facebook.com/simtrainer. This would be a good time for you to consider what you can give in terms of a contribution. We'll take some phone calls when we come back from this last break. This is Mark Avery for Shooting from the Hip on 95.7 FM and AM 1290, News Talk Radio, WHIO.
Hi, this is Cam Edwards from NRANews.com, and you're listening to Shooting from the Hip on News Talk Radio, WHIO.
Welcome back to the show. We've just got a few minutes left, and there's still a lot of things I'd like to cover, so I'm going to hit a couple of them real quickly. You may remember that we were running a raffle at the end of the for the 12 days of Christmas, and we had a lot of people come in during the Christmas Eve day sale and bought a lot of tickets. So instead of the three guns that we had originally planned on giving, we went ahead and made a fourth gun out of it. So congratulations to Rick, Shelley, Chuck, and Steve for winning firearms at that. They will obviously have to go through the same background check that everybody else does in order to pick up the firearm. But Merry Christmas from Sim Trainer. And for all the rest of you who weren't able to win on that, obviously everybody doesn't win. I know there were some people that bought for me who were convinced they were going to win. Sorry, guys, I didn't pick the tickets. So thanks very much for participating in that. It was a lot of fun, and there are some pretty good guns out there. I want to make a real quick note about the Springfield Armory XDS recall. The guns are getting done. They're on schedule. You can check the status of yours based on when they were received at Springfield. But if you have a Springfield XDS and you have not heard about this recall, you absolutely need to go out to our website at sim-trainer.com, click on the Springfield safety alerts for Springfield XDS, find out if your serial number is one of those listed. It's most everything that was before August and up through August would be included. So if you got it from us after that, We didn't sell any guns that needed that, but we did sell some from before that. So if you didn't get it from us, or you got it whenever you got it, if you got it before August, before that recall went into effect, you absolutely need to check to make sure that your gun's not included in that recall. There's a much smaller recall for the M&P Shield, but if that's one of yours, you probably ought to check that as well. And let's get right back out to the phones and talk to Caroline calling from Centerville. Caroline, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Just a real quick question. Is it legal to buy a gun to give as a gift in the state of Ohio? Masada Ayub says it is federally okay, but you should check with your local law.
Yes, it is perfectly okay to do that in Ohio. And in fact, when you buy the gun, you buy it as your own purchase. You are the purchaser of the gun and a bona fide gift. When you're giving it to someone who is legally allowed to have a firearm, that is included and explicitly identified in the instructions on the form that you have to fill out for the background check. So, yes.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yes, it's perfectly legal.
And giving it out of state also, if I'm a resident of Ohio, is legal?
You have to ship it through a federally licensed firearms dealer for someone who is a resident of another state.
Okay.
So you need to find someone in their area who, a firearms dealer in their area, and then they would be able to receive it through them. But they will have to go through the background check themselves.
Straw being purchased problem.
Yeah, it's not a straw purchase. It's explicitly not a straw purchase if it's a bona fide gift. And if you're giving it to someone who's a resident of the same state that you are, then there's no problem at all. You don't go through the background check if you're going to ship it to someone in another state. You have to ship it to their dealer, and that dealer does the background check on the other end.
The person receiving it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks very much for calling the show. And let's quickly go out to Mike, who's calling from Kettering. We got about a minute left. Mike, go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I've listened to the show and I've read information about the bullets that you would shoot if you're inside your home. And I live in an apartment complex. If I were to buy, then I want to buy concealed. And if I were to buy a concealed and I were to fire it in the apartment complex, certainly that bullet's going to go through the walls.
I'm sorry, I got to cut you off because we're almost out of time. It would go through the walls, and that's a reason not to miss. And you need to know what's on the other side of the walls and find out what direction is a safe direction. Sometimes you can't avoid it. Choosing a bullet that will not go through walls will also mean that most likely it will not go penetrate deeply enough into the target to stop the threat, and that's just the trade-off. That's something that you just have to be aware of. It can be a problem, but it's something that you just have to deal with when it happens. Thanks very much for calling the show. We'll be back next week. This is Mark Avery for Shooting from the Hip on 95.7 FM and AM 1290 News Talk Radio WHIO.